Hello everyone, today I have with me in studio Josie Laney, graduate from McGill.
Yes.
Well, welcome. I see you a lot in our parish. You help us a lot with the religious education, yes, and Bible school.
Right.
What else do you do here?
I read sometimes at Mass. I do the religious education, CYO, Vacation Bible School, anything that they need me for.
And there are always needs, yeah, for some young, great people. What are your plans for summer? And it's big plans.
I plan to babysit all summer, make some money, get ready for college, buy all the stuff I need, laptop, dorm room stuff.
Which college do you go?
I'm going to the University of Southern Mississippi.
Oh.
In Hattiesburg. I'm majoring in nursing,
but
I might change my mind. I'm still not sure what I want to do yet.
You have time there to look more and see how it looks like.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about time in the McGill. Like, what did you enjoy the most through those 4 years there?
I love the Catholic education that I got. It was such a blessing because I was originally in public school, kindergarten through fifth grade. So having religious education is a really big blessing. And all the friends that I made there, they were just awesome, and people that had the same morals as me and did the same things that I wanted to do. And the retreats with campus ministry were so fun. And it was really fun to bring the underclassmen closer to God. Like, with other youth there too. And the pep rallies and the football games were really fun too. And all the dances. It was just a great time. I loved my time at McGill.
What about Father Dan Good?
Father Dan Good is a character. He's awesome. He does a good job connecting with the young people because he is kind of young too. And he always pushes us to go to confession. And he just makes our faith really fun, in a really good way.
Helps to connect it with
yes.
life. I'm glad that he's there because I think he does a great job there.
He does a very good job there.
And the red hat helps a lot.
It does. It's easy to spot him.
Yes. Do you remember when you began McGill, what you were afraid the most, and you know how those fears, you know, showed that they weren't really so bad, and
I was afraid of everything going into McGill.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to take in. I was scared out of my mind the first day, but I was afraid of like losing my friends, like them finding other things to do, and I was afraid of all the schoolwork that I would have to do, but once I got there, I made so many good friends, and I kept all my old friends, which has been so great. And then the schoolwork, as long as you stay on top of it, it's really not that much. Freshman year was a little difficult trying to make that transition, but by senior year, I was totally fine. So it is a really scary experience, but once you get there, it's really, really fun.
I remember my first year in the high school, how it was different, changing everything and meeting new people and looking for new friends and keeping the old one and new teachers and more study. And
right.
But if you study and do your best, it's not so bad.
It's not so bad if you just stay on top of it all.
You can even enjoy it.
Yes.
Do you have any people with you going to the Southern Miss?
I have some classmates, some people that went here to St. Dominic's. Rebecca Burnett and Mary Catherine Kazalas, and there's a big group of people going there, so it's going to be really fun.
So you still have your friends.
Right.
At least some of them going.
Right.
Helps a lot not to be alone.
It does.
Yes. And the words for younger students who are still in the high school, like if you would like wisdom of being graduated, like message for for your friends who are still in McGill?
Definitely don't give up anything that you believe in. Just push for what you believe in, even if it's not what everyone else says. And stay on top of all your schoolwork. Go to class. Don't skip any school. Make a lot of friends. Get really involved at McGill. It really helps to make friends and to have something to do. Get involved in campus ministry because it's really fun and it's a great way to grow closer to your faith. And get a good relationship with the teachers because that always helps. Ask for help if you do need help. There's a lot of counselors at McGill that are welcome to help you. That's what they love to do.
Mm-hmm.
So make a lot of good friends. That's the most important
thing. Oh, yeah. Good friends helps. Who help you to be somebody better.
Like, right.
To go down. And, yeah. Do you have any hobbies you would like to do besides, you know, after school or favorite things to do?
I like to read.
This is good hobby.
Yeah, I like to read and I play piano and I love to hang out with my friends and my family. Sometimes I like to write stories, like short stories, just something fun to do.
Sounds like something good to do after school and the free time.
It's a good thing to relax with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited for you as you go to the Southern Miss and the next stage of your journey. I'm sure it will be a good adventure.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.